Hello, and welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto, attorney at law in the state of Michigan, where I'm practicing on over 26 years in the fields of consumer protection and lemon law. I often write about the stuff for places like roadandtrack.com, and I've written a few books as well. Today we're going to talk about it is against the law to coat your license plate to evade a traffic camera. It's against the law to coat your license plate to evade traffic cameras. What we're talking about here is modern technology run amok. You know that states are now often implementing these devices that sit at intersections, and if somebody runs a red light, a bright flash goes off and a high-definition camera photographs the back of the car. They then run the license plate and they mail that lucky driver a ticket saying your car ran a red light, pay this ticket. It's often an insane amount of money. And many people are disturbed by these big brotherish things because of the fact that these machines just sit out there and write tickets all day long. And it's not just red light cameras. I've seen those. I've also seen speeding cameras where they set up a speed trap someplace and a device sits there and records your speed as you go by. And if you go by too fast, it then does the same thing, photographs the back of your car, gets a copy of your license plate, they run it through the system, and they mail you a ticket. Congratulations, you now owe us several hundred dollars for driving too fast past this machine. So these traffic cameras are out there. Now, not all states use them, okay, but some states do, and many states are using them more and more as a way to generate revenue. And of course, this annoys everybody. No one likes tickets. Everyone likes to drive fast, and some of us even like to run through red lights. I'm just joking. I would never encourage that. But the point is that these machines are out there. So the first thing that happens, people say, well, you know, how fair is this? You know, I'm driving along in a device, a machine, a thing says I ran a red light. Can I fight this? And there's, you know, I remember when traffic cameras first came out, and there's always discussions about, you know, is this a violation of your due process? Who's the witness who's testifying against you on a constitutional issue here, you know? And so people have been fighting these and arguing about these. But someone came along with the idea and said, well, wait a second. What if the machine, the device, the camera, couldn't actually record what was on my license plate for some reason? And I've heard ads for this. I've even heard the guys who invented this on a talk show. And what they did is they came up with a spray. Okay, it's a can of aerosol spray. And you spray it on your license plate. And it doesn't appear to affect the appearance of the license plate, okay? And in fact, what they say is it's a clear coating that only becomes apparent when there's a really, really bright flash, like, say, a camera flash. And they claim that the camera flash will then cause this coating to somehow reflect the light weirdly so that in the photograph of the license plate, the camera will not be able to get the data from the license plate. It'll be obscured. It'll be somehow blurred by this bright flash reflection off of this coating. And I remember hearing ads on the radio for these guys saying that they'll sell you this stuff. And if you get a ticket, they'd even pay your ticket for you. They were so convinced this stuff was good. We'll talk about that in a second. But what really caused me to think about this story today was I was reading the Daily Mail, as I often do, to find out what craziness is going on in the world. And I came across a story about Gordon Ramsay. Now, I like Gordon Ramsay. I watch many of his shows. I like to see him yell at people. Occasionally, he makes people cry. But Gordon Ramsay was doing an interview in England, and he's confessed to avoiding speed camera fines in the U.S. by wrapping saran wrap around his Ferrari's license plate. Now, I think he's joking, but the articles have been reprinted and passed along through different news organizations as if he's telling the truth and what he's saying is correct. And you have to understand, I think he's joking, but if he's not, okay, you have to understand what he's saying here is not correct. It says Ramsay is renowned for his love of speed and has sometimes been seen putting vehicles through their paces on motorways around Los Angeles in the early hours of the morning. And Ramsay claims that the police won't pull him over because of the saran wrap around his license plate. Now, first of all, it makes no sense because the saran wrap would be something to prevent the cameras from photographing the license plate. But obviously, if a police car is driving along next to him and he's speeding, they're not going to say, gee, we can't pull him over. He's got saran wrap around his license plate. Okay? That's not going to prevent a cop from pulling you over. But Gordon Ramsay told The Mirror that he seldom gets tickets because the cling film on his license plate reflects speed camera flashes and stops his high-speed cars from being identified, okay? the father of four, 51 years old. They always throw that in the newspapers. He told the paper, I drive my cars at night when no one can see me. Well, okay. You can see at night, just not as well. But he goes, I'll take it out at 2:30 in the morning on the freeway and I'll blast on the motorway. And no police catch me and no cameras because I wrap my number plates with cling film. And he's referring to Saran wrap. It's a great thing for a chef when they get your own Ferrari. Just wrap it with cling film, he said. And again, I think he might be joking, but he says, it won't photograph. It reflects. Brilliant. It's a great tip. I'm trying to help you. So get rolls of cling film when you get your Ferrari and wrap the front so you won't get caught speeding. I don't know why you'd wrap the front because there's no license plate up there. But like I said, I think he's joking, but I think a lot of people unfortunately don't get the joke, or if he's not joking, and this is crazy, but the article points out that the speed limit on most Los Angeles freeways is 65 miles per hour. Ramsey's Ferrari California T can do almost three times that speed. And he says elsewhere in the article that he owns eight Ferraris in Britain as well. And he said that he feels uncomfortable about driving to work in his 160,000-pound Italian supercar. The 160,000 pounds is not the weight. That's the cost in England. He's also rejected criticism that he is a wealthy show-off. He says, I get a lot of criticism for being blunt and brutally honest. It's because I have never forgotten this day where I've come from and how hard I've worked. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, Gordon Ramsay's blunt, but I think he's joking. But let's suppose that you could wrap your license plate in Saran wrap and or some other generic cling film. And that would somehow keep a traffic camera from photographing your license plate accurately. Okay, let's assume that that's a possibility. I don't know if it is or not. Or let's just talk about that spray that they sell, that they say you can spray your license plate with this stuff, and it's not visible to the naked eye, but it causes, when the flash goes off, it causes the flash to obscure the license plate in such a way that it can't be read. The question is this legal or not? And the funny thing is, of course, it is completely illegal. Surprise, surprise. And that was the funny thing, is I heard these guys on the radio talking about this invention of theirs, the spray that you put on the license plates. And the guy was saying, you know, what we're doing is so certain to work that if you buy our product and you get a license, you get a ticket from one of these, you know, license plate reading cameras, we'll pay the ticket for you. And someone called in and said, yeah, but is what you're doing legal? Is it legal? And they said, oh, yeah, absolutely, it's legal. Now, these guys aren't attorneys. They're, you know, guys pitching snake oil. I mean, license plate spray. And they're saying, no, it's perfectly legal. And so I'm an attorney. When someone tells me something's perfectly legal, I think about it and go, I wonder if there's a law against that. And it turns out there is. So as I pointed out previously, the law books behind me, the blue ones, are Michigan laws. And I'm talking about Michigan in specific, but I've glanced at a couple other states. And it appears that most states have got similar laws to what I'm about to tell you. And if wherever you are, you want to check this, type in your own state and then motor vehicle code and then license plate, something like that, and something will pop up. So, you know, if you're in Nevada, the Nevada license plate code, and you'll probably find this, but I'm looking at the Michigan motor vehicle code with respect to two license plates. It's MCL 257.225. And I've mentioned before, for the two attorneys in the audience, that Michigan's motor vehicle code is MCL 257, and then it's a whole section. The Lemon Law is at 1401, the Motor Vehicle Service Repair Act is at 1301, and so on. But there's a whole section in there about what constitutes an automobile versus a motorcycle, what laws, you know, blah, everything. So there's a section on there on just simply addressing license plates, as you might imagine. MCL 257.225, it says that a license plate issued for a vehicle, and they keep referring to it as a registration plate, but I'm going to call it a license plate because that's what we call it, issued for a vehicle shall be attached to the rear of the vehicle. A registration plate issued for a truck or a truck tractor or road tractor should be attached to the front of the vehicle. So typical passenger cars, the license plate's got to be in the back of the vehicle, okay? And it's kind of funny that they have to spell this stuff out, but as you can imagine, if they didn't spell this stuff out, people would just do whatever they wanted. So for instance, a registration plate shall at all times be securely fastened in a horizontal position to the vehicle so as to prevent the plate from swinging, okay? You can't have a loose plate back there, and it's got to be horizontal. It's kind of funny. I never thought about this. But if they hadn't said that, you'd get some hipsters who'd turn their plate sideways because it's cool. Kind of like how you hold your gun sideways when you're on a, you know, on a TV show. But, you know, it's cool, man. Can I hold my gun sideways? Sure, knock yourself out. Well, you can put your license plate sideways? No, you can't. The law says specifically you cannot put your license plate sideways. The license plate has also got to be clearly visible. And then the plate shall be maintained free from foreign materials that obscure or partially obscure the registration information in a clearly legible condition, okay? And it's interesting about this because that was probably originally thought of just simply as keeping your license plate clean, okay? And we've all seen it. You live out in the country, you're driving down the road out in the middle of nowhere, and some guy goes by and his license plate is either covered with muck or it's so rusted and beat up that it's been like sandblasted by the passing gravel on the road and the license plate is no longer legible. Technically speaking, that's against the law. But here's the part that matters, okay? The plate shall be maintained free from foreign materials that obscure or partially obscure the registration information. Free from foreign materials. So the question is, when you wrap your license plate in saran wrap, when you pull a Ramsey on your license plate, is it free from foreign material? No, it's not. It's got foreign material. That's what saran wrap is. It's not a piece of the license plate. That means it's foreign. It's material. It's foreign material, okay? And so the question also then becomes, well, what about the spray? You know, we spray the aerosol on the plate. The argument that the guys were making when I heard them talking about this was, they said, well, you can still see the plate. Therefore, what we're doing is not illegal. But the law says free from foreign materials that obscure or partially obscure the registration information. So if the stuff you're spraying on the license plate even partially obscures the information, then it's violating the law. And you'd say, well, I spray it, I look at it, it looks fine to me. Except for when a bright flash goes off, now you can't see it. What's obscuring it is the spray. So I'm pretty certain that most judges look at this and go, gee, you sprayed a foreign material on the license plate, and the only reason you did that, it wasn't to preserve the license plate. It wasn't like you're putting it there and saying you're protecting the plate. You're putting it there specifically to obscure the information from a traffic camera, okay? So that is against the law, no question. So when Gordon Ramsay says that he does this, he doesn't necessarily address it as to whether it's legal or not. He simply addresses whether it works or not. And that's a big difference. The man's a chef, okay? He's not an attorney. I would never dare to cook for him, so I wouldn't take legal advice from him. But, you know, stick to your specialties. But he doesn't say it's legal or illegal. He just simply says it works. Okay, and I question that. Whether you wrap the front end of your Ferrari in saran wrap, it's going to keep a police officer from pulling you over for speeding at 2:30 in the morning in Los Angeles. But it's another story altogether. But the bigger question, as many people ask, is, well, let me ask you a question, Steve. If I'm in a state with traffic cameras, and the state has a law that says I cannot put a foreign material on the license plate, if I spray the license plate with this stuff and then toss the can away, can they tell I did that? And I guess the answer probably is no. I mean, my understanding is that the stuff is not detectable, that you spray it and you can't see it, okay? So you say, okay, Steve, so I spray the stuff on my license plate. I go through a red light camera intersection, and I blow the red light. Light goes off. And I've seen the light go off, by the way, in broad daylight. It's like a lightning strike. It's amazing how bright these lights are. I didn't trigger it. I saw it happen to somebody else. But so you spray your license plate with this stuff, okay, even though it's illegal. And then you drive through and the camera goes off and it turns out that it's correct, that the license plate cannot be read, okay? If the license plate cannot be interpreted, and you're gone, and the only evidence they have of you doing this is the one blurry photograph of your license plate, then they can't contact you, correct? And the answer to that, of course, is in that case, they can't. So here's the thing. From a practical viewpoint, the license plate spray could work. I don't know if it works. I've never tried it. I've never seen this stuff. I mean, I've heard about it. I've read about it. I've never actually held a can of it in my hands. I don't know. I've never tried it. Could it work? And the answer is, well, if in fact it does what they claim it does, it could work. Meaning that you could go through that or you could do a speed, you know, it's a speed camera and the photograph might not be legible. And if they get an illegible photograph and they look at it and go, we can't figure out who this is, then yeah, you might get away with it, okay? So again, I'm not sure about the Saran wrap on the license plate or the Saran wrap around the front of the car for whatever reason. But could these things work in theory? Yes, they could work in theory. But see, I'm not an optical engineer here. I'm not here to explain to you the optics or whether or not this works or how it works or why it works. People ask me questions. They say, is it legal? Okay, so question number one, is it legal? And the answer, of course, is no, it would not be legal. You'd be violating, at least in Michigan, MCL 257, 225, subparagraph 2, okay? Because you'd be putting a foreign material on your license plate, which would obscure it or partially obscure it. So you'd be breaking the law. And by the way, a person who violates this section is responsible for a civil infraction. It's a ticket. It's not a crime. Okay, no one's going to jail because you sprayed your license plate. So some people I know right now are going, well, Steve, wait a second. You're telling me it's illegal, but it ain't that illegal. And the odds of getting caught are very, very slim. And even if I do get caught, it's just a civil infraction. But if I have the stuff and it works, I won't get caught. Well, you know, as an attorney, I can only advise you on the law. And so I'm telling you that, is it legal? Yes or no? No, it's not legal. Will it work? I'm not sure. Could it work? Yes, it could work. Okay. So in short answer, is it against the law? I say it is. And the state of Michigan does as well. And I think most other states do too. The question simply is whether they would catch you on film and whether they'd catch you in real life and actually ticket you for this. And that's the big question. So as for the Saran wrap, I can't speak to that. Maybe we can do some experiments, but I don't think it works one way or the other. I'd love to see Gordon Ramsay's Ferrari go by with Saran wrap around either the front end of it or the license plate. It's hard to imagine doing that for a car that costs six figures. But as for the spray, it is against the law. Will you get caught? Don't know. Is it really bad if you do get caught? Not that bad, but it's a civil infraction. So, well, again, I'm a lawyer. It is against the law to coat your license plate to evade traffic cameras. Questions or comments is all shoot them my way, lehtoslaw.com, lehtoslaw.com. I'm on Twitter, at Steve Lehto, STEVELEHTO. And this show's on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podbean, Google Play, and YouTube. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.